If I could talk, the stories I could tell, it's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 25th day of August, 2010. A friend of mine, It's a Me Mileyo, made a comment on Twitter that he thought it would be fun to be on the radio. And indeed, it is a lot of fun. Except let me put things into perspective for you, Miles. It's different now than it was then. If you are a prolific YouTuber, chances are you've got more people watching what you do on a YouTube video, and especially worldwide, than you would on a local radio station. Now, back when I was working in radio, and I guess my last day was in 2000, so even radio has changed a bit from then, but there's so many more internet options. There's so many more other ways that you can be heard and be heard by a world of people. So it is the same business, but it's really not. So you have more. It's kind of like telephones. You know, everybody has their own personal cell phone now, and there are people that are texting instead of talking. When I was growing up, there was one telephone in the house. Can you imagine? You're calling your girl for the first date, you know, and hey, Cindy, it's Bill. And everybody in the room can hear you. You know, there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. No answer machine. If somebody called, you called back until you got them, you know. Technology is good, and it does change everything. And radio is sort of that way, too. You know, back when music was the only place to hear new music was on a radio station, then there were no other options. But now you can hear music. Gosh, I love how artists can have their own podcast, their own website. They can share that. MySpace has become mostly a music site now. And you can hear all these great independent bands. And so there really isn't any need for what radio used to do, although it does have a purpose. But, you know, there's a lot of talk here in America about what's going to happen to the old television frequencies. Remember when we went all digital a couple of years ago? And what they would like to do is to turn that into, you know, internet broadband, wireless. And with the things that are getting ready to happen with wireless, it's about to happen. So, Miles, yes, you have the talent to be on radio, and you could do it. But whether it would be as fulfilling now as it is then remains to be seen. I personally can't answer that question. I get a lot of enjoyment out of what I do on the internet and the fact that I get responses from people, and I've made some fantastic friends. And I love what it's doing, and I love how it's made the world smaller. Really kind of cool. Go for it. See you soon.